When I first came into teaching, I didn't complete the one-year PGCE, and also I didn't take the opportunity to complete a GTP whilst on the job.
Did you regard yourself as unqualified?
Not at all, not at all. I believe I do a good job, and there are lots of benefits to doing the qualification in that it encourages you to reflect and improve on your teaching. But if you can do that and at Wellington, there's lots of opportunities through the teaching and learning and the teaching schools partnership to do that. Then I get the benefit of being in the stability of a job and having the same students, and but at the same time constantly looking and reflecting and trying to become a better teacher. So it's not that I think the qualification is not good. It's just that for me, it was better to just get on and do the job.
Did it come up in your interview? Did it come up in your interview for the job at Wellington College?
I have trouble reflecting now, but no, not really. Anthony Seldon was far more interested in whether I could convey passion for my subject and how I would enthuse the students and move them forward in their learning, as to whether I had that particular qualification. A number of staff at Wellington don't have that qualification. The classics department, I know, have got 4 members of staff and no one has the QTS qualification. So it's in order to have gained that qualification, I would have had to, the rules state that I would have had to taught at 2 key stages, which means in addition to teaching the 16 to 18 year olds that I do teach economics to, I would have had to have taken on a second subject just in order to have completed the QTS criteria.
Okay.
And maybe taught maths or something, because we don't teach economics lower down the school.
Christopher, do you think...
I have a question. If Amanda had gone to the interview having attended a teacher training course, in other words, gone to the interview as being a qualified teacher,
yes,
does Amanda think she would have had more to offer the school?
I think that that there is a benefit to having done that qualification, in that you have had a year of reflecting on your teaching. But I think that what I had to offer the school was better than any other candidate applying with QTS.
So do you think if you had attended a teacher training course, you would have had more to offer the school than you did at that time, notwithstanding you're a brilliant teacher, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you were the best of the candidates who went for the interview? Would you have had more to offer the school?
Absolutely. If I'd had a year's experience reflecting on my teaching prior to...
So the teacher training course would have improved you
prior to my very first job.
So the teacher training course would have improved you.
Prior to my very first job.
So you would have been a better teacher at that time.
Yeah, you've been teaching for 10 years, Amanda.
My very first job, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. At the point where I applied for Wellington, I think having QTS status would have made absolutely no difference to my ability. Just that first year where, obviously, having a year's experience already would have been beneficial, then I agree with you, but only for that first year.
Christopher, what are you thinking?
Well, quite often in schools, you go for your main subject, such as economics or business, but you can end up teaching, as I think Amanda implied, different subjects such as general studies or maths or other subjects that you perhaps haven't studied to degree level. If you've then had teacher training, you can cope more with classroom management, which although you can gain experience in and learn on the job, if you've already had some training, then you're more able to deal with unexpected subjects.